Hey everyone, this is Bob Fabey, and I'd like to welcome you to the Third Space podcast. And today, I'm going to be talking about the relationship between spirituality and our bodies. And it's going to be kind of a quick look, but the idea is that many people want to separate the spirit and the physical world, much like the Gnostics in first century and even later, or before that, for that matter. And a lot of people will think, hey, you know, like flesh is bad, spirit is good, kind of idea. You can even hear it in how they talk about what it means to live out the Christian life, where they think, hey, my flesh is horrible, my spirit is great, all of those kinds of things. And somehow we get it kind of twisted. And the idea really kind of starts setting in that really there's no relationship between our bodies and our spiritual conditions. And I would actually argue the opposite. I think that they are incredibly linked. And we know, you know, from the scriptures that Paul talks about that our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so in some ways, how we treat our bodies, what we do with them, what we place in them, how we exercise or all those kinds of things somehow represent our spiritual lives as well. And it's hard because so much in North America has to do with kind of overdoing everything. So there are some people who think, hey, it's a great idea for me to overwork my body. Many people will say, oh, we just really think our pastor's amazing because he just works all the time. He just works so hard for us. And sometimes that's because the pastor has got something else going on. And maybe he's not actually working so hard for you, but he's really fearful that he won't have approval. And so it becomes an ungodly thing that he works so much. And maybe then because of that, there's neglect for the family or his kids. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons that people use their bodies the way they do. And they're not always godly or right-hearted or minded. So what you see on the outside isn't always what you see on the inside. And speaking of overdo it, I was thinking about recently my wife made this amazing meal. And it was incredibly difficult for me not to have seconds and then think about having thirds. It's really easy for me, and maybe it is for you too, to overdo it when it comes to food. And I think, man, if I do this with food, what am I actually doing? My hunger is satiated. So it can't be, geez, I'm hungry, but it could be, man, I just really want what's incredibly tasty because my wife's such an amazing cook. And I think about that and I go, okay, well, what's that about then? And I wind up having a really inappropriate relationship with food, and I'm wind up asking food to play a role in my life that it wasn't designed to play. I mean, food is fuel, and that's it. It's not supposed to make me happy or sad or any of those things, regardless of what the marketing strategies for whatever companies tell us. And so sometimes what it shows me in my own life is if I am in an inappropriate relationship with food, I'm asking it to behave maybe even like I would want Christ to behave, where I want comfort. And you've probably heard it said, or you maybe even done it yourself, where, man, you're in a sad mood or something didn't go your way. So, you know, you sat down and watched your favorite show on Netflix and, you know, ate a gallon of ice cream or yeah, maybe you binge watched something else and horked down a bag of chips. But then in that context, it's quite likely that we're asking food to behave in a way that Christ is supposed to behave. He's the great physician. He's the comforter. He's the one who we need to turn to when things are hard or when we're upset. But our culture has made it really easy not to do that. And so sometimes the way we look in terms of maybe having a belly that I am trying to get rid of is a reflection of my lack of trust. And now it's not all the time, but it can be. And I also think when people decide to take their bodies to an extreme limit. Maybe they're just working out all the time. And then the workout and the way that they look and the way they feel becomes a god to them, in a really negative way, where, if they haven't done those things, then they feel really terrible about themselves and who they are and what they're like. And so I think, you know, our relationship with our bodies is really, really important. And obviously we can take it too far and we can, you know, make mistakes with it. And Paul uses the metaphor of the body all the time. A lot other writers in the New Testament do the same, whether it be in Hebrews or other places. And it talks, you know, they talk about our spiritual lives being a race or a journey or some kind of physical activity. And I think about it a lot because it's not as if you can pray yourself into six-pack abs. You can't, you, because it's spiritual doesn't mean it doesn't require effort and discipline and focus in the same way that athletics do. I can't turn around and say, man, God, I just, you know, really wish you would help me lose my belly. You know, God's not a genie, and we get to participate in what it is that he is doing in and through us. And so those kinds of things are a bit odd and a bit off-putting. And people think, well, because it's spiritual, it's just supposed to happen somehow magically. But there is real grit and real sweat and real effort made in walking with Jesus. And there's deep work that's involved in trying to figure out what it means to be his and how to live that out. And so when Paul talks about, you know, maybe kind of beating his body into submission or running a race or doing those kinds of things, it seems as if he's alluding to the fact that there is great effort, physical effort made towards our spiritual journeys with Christ. And so when I think about those things, I'm like, okay, well, that must mean then that things like prayer and things like reading and things like meditating on the scriptures or memorizing or actually physically doing something with our bodies and with our minds, the habit of that creates spiritual six-pack abs. And when we don't do those things, when we don't engage in the spiritual practices that the church has had for us for 2,000 years, then we are spiritually flabby. And it doesn't just happen automatically because it's spiritual or somehow magic. It actually takes discipline and work and hard work and the kind of work maybe that we don't want to do. And I think about my own walk, and I think about how challenging it is for me to be consistent and deliberate about my walk with Jesus and my walk with food. And I'm wondering if maybe some of you can't relate to that. And the fact that it's hard doesn't change the fact that it's important. And the fact that maybe it's super challenging or that we may or may not have struggled with it our whole lives doesn't change the fact that it has to happen. And so I want to encourage you today with how you think about your bodies. I want you to think about what kinds of things you do or don't do with your body and why. And I want you to think about maybe how that relates to what you do and what you won't do or don't do spiritually. Because I really believe this. I mean, I really believe this. The world does not need flabby Christians. The world does not need fat Christians. The world needs Christians who are spiritually fit. And that's demonstrated on the inside and the outside. And I encourage you along those lines, knowing that I'm one of those people and I'm trying to be better about who I am in Christ, a better reflection of Christ to the rest of this world, and hope that you might be willing to engage in some of those ideas with me as well. So this has been Bob Fabe with the Third Space Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me for just a brief time. You can always connect with me at bobfabe.com, or you can like or follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I hope you have a blessed and wonderful day. Many, many blessings to you.